Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers. They work in many fields and can teach us the art of living, how to live in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace for us all.
Good morning and welcome to the program. The theme today is freedom and justice. I'm going to start with a short excerpt from one of the Master's articles, and it's from one titled God's Representative. Freedom and justice are divine, and that divinity is indivisible. There can be no freedom without justice, no justice bereft of freedom. Shortly, men will be offered the opportunity to end forever this travesty of truth, and so heal the breach between the nations. It requires but the simple realization that all men are divine and have the same divine right to share in God's gifts and plans. Lacking such realization, men would know no peace. And now for a full article from the Master. This one is titled Welcome to the Feast, and it was given in 1996. In recent years, a new phenomenon has emerged. Men have begun to demand of governments their right to freedom and self-determination. Until now, spasmodic attempts to ensure such God-given rights have indeed occurred, and historic revolutions record the perennial longing of men for their divine heritage as free sons of God. Today, however, a new and powerful impulse for freedom spreads across the world. Millions demand the basic right to regulate their lives and evolution. Governments now must take stock of this demand and accommodate their policies to this imperative. Few there are who can with impunity ignore the legitimate cry for freedom and justice which rises from the hearts of beleaguered mankind. Needless to say, behind this cry for freedom stands Maitreya and his group. For long have they sought to stimulate this demand, awakening men to the necessity of individual freedom, without which the greatest achievements are as naught. Slowly but surely, men have responded to this high call, and stand now, all but united, to make known their demands and to inherit their birthright as evolving sons of God. Soon this cry will break upon the conscience of the world, and a new chapter will open on the evolution of the race. Maitreya will advocate, and millions will respond, that the time has come to recognize the rights of all men for a fair and just participation in world affairs, for a degree of freedom commensurate with natural justice, and for the institution of measures which will ensure the rights of all to the necessities of daily living. Inevitably, there will be resistance to this call for justice and freedom. Many there are who treasure these only for themselves. Nevertheless, the simple truth of these basic needs will dawn upon the world, and, in gratitude, men will turn to Maitreya for his guidance and succour. Thus will it be. Thus will the Son of Man guide anew the sons of men. Thus will men renew their covenant with the evolutionary plan and begin again their ascent to the highest. The time is now upon us when all must take their stand, for or against all future progress on earth, That is the question which each one must face. The future calls you into freedom and justice and bids you welcome to the feast. So, moving on now how did I end up with them? I seem to have too many articles by the master here. Anyway, I'll move on to some excerpts from Benjamin Krem. This first one is from his book, The Great Approach. Humanity has been given a ridiculous choice. You can either be free or have justice. If you live in America or Europe, in the main, you opt for freedom. Americans, in particular, love the idea of freedom, but there is little justice in America and not much more in Europe. If you live in the former Soviet Union, you opt for justice, but you had no freedom. This choice is totally absurd. Both freedom and justice are divine, and divinity is indivisible. You cannot have freedom without justice, or justice without freedom. You cannot give humanity a choice and say, if you vote for me, I will give you freedom, forget about the justice. Or, if you vote for us, we will give you justice, but forget about the freedom. Both are essential, because both are part of the human and, therefore, divine nature. They come from the soul. If the soul is manifesting through an individual, that person will want both freedom and justice for everyone. They are essentially the same. They cannot be separated because spirit is not separable. Divinity is a whole and needs the wholeness of its expression. It is about unity. And unity results only from the fusion of justice and freedom. When Maitreya makes himself known and enunciates the concept of unity, you'll find that the idea of anyone wanting freedom without justice or justice without freedom is ridiculous. It just cannot be done. Maitreya calls market forces the forces of evil because they have inbuilt inequality in them. Yet the market forces economy saturates the world. It benefits the few at the expense of the many. This is why it is evil. Its mechanism is commercialization. And Maitreya calls commercialization more dangerous to humanity than an atomic bomb because it is insidious. We do not even see it happening. Yet the tentacles of commercialization now penetrate the whole of our existence. In the USA, if you do not have medical insurance and are poor, you cannot get new teeth. You cannot have an operation if you need one. This is the most unjust medical system in US history. If you are not rich enough to take out insurance or pay your bills, you have to suffer. You have to limp. You cannot have your heart transplant or pacemaker or other necessary medical care. Medical care is a service that all nations should provide for their people. It is an essential part of human life, like food, shelter, and education. These are the fundamentals, the services that all people in all nations need. Yet, at the moment, there is no country in the world, not even the USA, probably the richest in the world, in which all of these pertain as universal rights. They should be universal rights, but if you look at the world as it is, as Maitreya sees it, you see two worlds. Moving on to another excerpt. This excerpt is from Maitreya's Mission, Volume 3. Few there are who know what brotherhood is, and justice is a dream dreamt by many, struggled for by many, and so far never achieved on a world scale. Some have achieved a relative degree of justice. Trade unions have fought for justice in their industrial life. People have fought for political justice, for economic justice. Forever, it seems, most people have been struggling for justice because it is the number one concept in the human mind. It means right relationship. That is the meaning of justice. People know instinctively, at their best and highest moment, that the meaning of life is to demonstrate right relationship. But how can we when there is no justice? Some people are strongly fired and motivated by injustice. Others suffer injustice for a long time before they react. But everyone at the core of their being longs for justice. I cannot imagine anyone who, just for the sake of it, would like injustice. They may go along with it, they may actually bring it about by their selfish actions. But no one puts it forward as the best possible relationship we could have. They would not be so stupid. They would know that no one would believe them. Justice is taken, like love is taken, as an expression of the nature of our divine being. And it is indivisible. There is only one justice, one love, one freedom, and that is what people long for. They long for justice, even though they may do the opposite. People long very often for what they themselves are the least able to demonstrate, but because of that, they long for it. They long for what they know is badly expressed in their behavior, in their nature. It is the basis of guilt. It can also be the basis of great revolutionary endeavor. Now for just a short quote from Maitreya's Mission, Volume 2. We have to enlarge our concept of spirituality and see that we must have spiritually based political and economic structures. That means sharing and justice. These are spiritual aspects. Maitreya says, sharing is divine. When you share, you recognize God in your brother. This is not just a nice idea. It is a divine idea. It is the nature of divinity. Justice is divine. Freedom is divine. And Maitreya comes to show us how to make justice and freedom through sharing. Then we will make spiritually correct political, economic, and religious structures. This next quote is also from Benjamin Krem and from Maitreya's Mission Volume 2. Capitalism without socialism is like a great shark in the waters that will eat up everything in sight and has no group sense or social responsibility. We need to take the best of both systems and bring them together. And according to Maitreya, a symbol for that is the unification of Germany. The union of East and West Germany meant that today the bringing together of two opposite systems, capitalism and communism. And Maitreya says the result is a kind of social democracy, which is neither one nor the other, but a fusion of the best aspects of both. Both are necessary. The sense of justice, brotherhood and social caring of communism is necessary for the West. But the sense of freedom of the individual and movement, expression and thought is necessary in the East. That is something which will, Maitreya says, gradually become the norm in Europe and eventually throughout the world. Actually, I'm going to read another article by Benjamin Krem's master, and this is titled The Path of Love and Peace. Fortunately for man, he is never left without help when it is needed. However difficult the circumstances, however great and grave the dangers which he faces, of one thing he can be sure, he will never be abandoned by his elder brothers. Time after time in men's long history, when all seemed lost and the future of man perilously unsure, our succor has been forthcoming and the forward path of men restored once more. So it is today at this tumultuous time, when men stand in a maelstrom of warring forces, unsure of their next step and all but overwhelmed by the enormity of the task ahead. Emerging from our ancient retreats, we redirect our thoughts and steps to aid our struggling brothers. to show by example that all is not lost, that another and better way exists for men to organize their lives, that unity and happiness come from justice and freedom, that sharing is the natural action of unity and the simple answer to all men's woes. Men must desire the gift of wisdom we have to give. The great law does not allow its imposition. Thus do men require to look clearly at the dangers which beset them, and so make their decision and choice. That men need guidance is beyond dispute, though many would deny that this is so or possible to find. And this guidance will Maitreya himself offer to men for their consideration and wise counsel. Responding, men must see themselves as one. The old barriers to freedom and justice must be discarded. All must share in the earth's bounty. All must learn the language of trust. Planet Earth, our home, must be nursed back to health, its air, soil, and waters purified, made safe again for man. These are the urgent requirements for the stabilization of the planet and the health of its inhabitants. Once adopted, there will be no return to the disorder of the past. Man will part company with poverty and war, exploitation and cruelty, corruption and injustice. Men will emulate their elder brothers and walk the path of love and peace. See this time as the time of decision. All rests on man's response to Maitreya's counsel. We, your elder brothers, are neither anxious nor complacent. We know the enormous task that faces both Maitreya and men. We also know how to read the signs of life and are not afraid. Be you who read, or in this case hear this, be not afraid, but spread abroad the fact that the restoration of Earth is at hand, that the iniquities of the past are fading, and with them the old ways of governance. A new guidance is here to show the way for men, an ancient but ever new guidance to take men to the mountaintop. That was an article from 2006. Going back to quotes from Benjamin Creme, I've just got just one more, and it's a form of a question and answer, and also from Maitreya's Mission Volume 2. What would be an appropriate socio-economic system for the coming age look like? To my mind, it would have to reflect the inner connectedness of people with one another and with the planet. A sustainable sufficiency would have to replace the present system of overproduction, competition, and waste. Therefore, interdependence and cooperation, social justice, freedom, and sharing would be the keynotes of a viable, spiritually based system. It would also have to take account of and provide opportunities for man's individual initiative and creative enterprise, but not at the expense of social justice and group good. The system would not be capitalism or communism, but social democracy or democratic socialism, with full participation of all peoples in their own government. Housewives, doctors, artists, teachers, etc., would play their full part in government of the people, for the people, by the people, something never achieved before, East or West. And just a very quick quote from Maitreya from his message number 105. When you see and hear me, you will realize that you have known for long the truths which I utter. Within your hearts rests the truth of God. These simple truths, my friends, underlie all existence. Sharing and justice, brotherhood and freedom are not new concepts. From the dawn of time, mankind has linked his aspiration to these beckoning stars. Now, my friends, shall we anchor them in the world? And on that note, thank you very much for listening. If you'd like more information, check out the website share-international.org. Wishing you all a lovely week.